So let's review. The Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek mentioned three possible payments for theft. Keren, reimbursement of the principal. Tashlumi Kefil, the twofold payment of a covert thief. And Tashlumi Dalvehe, the fourfold and fivefold payment of one who, after stealing an ox or sheep, then slaughtered or sold it. The Gemara now discusses how to calculate these payments if it changed in value. Amarav, Keren Kein Shaganav, the principal is paid according to the object's value at the time of the theft. However, Tashlumi Kefil v'Tashlumi Babachamisha Keshas Amad Bedin, the additional amounts are paid according to the object's value at the time Bezdin issued their verdict. And the Gemara explains, Kikama Rav biyukra bezulahu dekamar. Rav's halacha applies only in the case in which the market value decreased. For example, Timikur Shavya Dalad, Ulbsev Shavya Zuzah. At the time of the Geneva, the animal was worth 4 zuz, and by the time of Amad Bedin, the value decreased to 1 zuz. The Keren is paid according to the former price of 4 zuz, and the Kefil and Dalad Vehe are paid according to the current price of 1 zuz. Because the Pasuk of Geneva states, Im himatzi timatzi biyod ha-Geneva, Chayim Shnayim Yishalem. The words Geneva and Chayim teach, Ach ye li Keren kein shaganav. The Ganav must restore the object to its worth at the time it was stolen, which refers to the Keren. But the Pasuk does not include Kefil and Dalad Vehe. The Gemara explains, however, that Rav's halacha does not apply in the reverse case, where the value increased. Demikar shavi zuzu l'basev shavi dalad zuzi. At the time of the Geneva, the animal was worth 1 zuz, and later the value increased to 4 zuz. Rather, it would depend on the factors established by Rabbah in just such a case. Tavra ishasya mishalim dalad. If the ganav intentionally broke the object or drank the wine, even the keren is paid according to the current price of 4 zuz. Because as Rashi cites the Gemara in Masechta Bava Metzia, Tuchol kama de'isa be'ena b'shusa demar kaima, or b'shusa demar hukra. When the ganav initially stole the object and it was intact, since the ganav must return the actual object, it is considered in the owner's jurisdiction, and the owner required the gain of its increased value. And therefore, vahi shaita the tavra kugazale. When the ganav later broke the object, only then was the object removed from its owner. Therefore, the keren is paid according to the current price, because the maisa geneva occurred now when he broke the object, but not before when he initially took the object. However, itva memelim shalom zuza. If the object broke on its own, the keren is paid according to the former price of 1 zuz, because the maisa geneva occurred at the time he stole the object, and it was then only worth 1 zuz. Accordingly, in Rav's case, if the animal was lost on its own, the keren is paid according to the former price of 1 zuz, because the maisa geneva was earlier when he stole the animal. However, if the ganav also slaughtered or sold the animal, the keren is paid according to the current price of 4 zuz, because the maisa geneva was now through the tvicha mechira. The Gemara explains that Rav's halacha also does not apply in the Bryce's case of Khusha Veshmena. When the ganav initially stole the animal, it was lean. But then the ganav fed the animal and it became fat and its value increased. Misham tashlumi kefil v'tashlumi abo v'chamisha ke'en shaganav. There, even kefil and dalad vehe, and certainly keren, is paid according to the former low value, but not the current high value. Misham domalei ano fatimna v'at chocolate. The ganav can claim that his efforts caused the increase, and therefore this gain belongs to him and not to the owner. And if it was in the reverse, Shmeina v'Khisha, when the ganav initially stole the animal, it was fat, but then the ganav abused the animal and it became lean and its value decreased, Mishalm tashlumi kefil v'tashlumi abo v'chamisha ke'en shaganav. There, even the kefil and dalad vehe, and certainly the keren, are paid according to the former high value, but not the current low value. Because to Amale, malikat l'kula, malikat l'palga. The maisa geneva was before, and his causing the decrease in value is equivalent to killing the animal. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Loi, Ganav Tle Benasa Ayel, Egel Benasa Shar, Nasa Shina Biyada B'Kanoi. If a person stole a young lamb or calf, and while in his possession it matured into a ram or ox, the Ganav acquires the animal through this Shinoi. Regarding Tavach Macher, Shalaihu Tevech, Shalaihu Meicher. If he then slaughtered or sold the animal, he is not liable to pay dalad vehe because it was his animal. However, as Rashi explains, Mishalom Keren Kihashta. The Keren is paid according to the current high price. Although he did own the animal from when the Shina occurred, however, as the Pnei Yeshua explains, Kivin Shina Haba Me'elavhu, V'Hagazan Lo Shina Bamidi, Lo Mistaber Sheichaita Nisker. Since the Ganav did not actually cause the Shina, but rather came about on its own, we do not consider the Shina for his benefit in reducing the Keren amount. And regarding Kefil, the Gemara later explains, either Rebbe Lo holds Kefil Kin Shaganav, He pays the kefil as per the former low value of tleh, and he disagrees with Rav who holds kefil kashas amad bedin. Or Rabbi Lo does agree with Rav and tleim kidmikara. If he pays the kefil with an actual tleh, he does not need to also pay the current high value of ayil, because as Rashi explains, tleh ganav, tleh mashalim. He returned the same object that was stolen. However, damim kishal achshav. If he pays the kefil with money, he does pay the current value of ayil, because kefil kishas hamad bedin. The Gemara mentions a braisa that apparently contradicts Rabbi Lo. Ganav tleh v'nasa ayil, egel v'nasa shor, misham tashlumi kefil v'tashlum abav v'chamisha, kein shiganav. He is liable to pay dal v'hei, even though there was a shinui, and we don't say shalehu tevech, shalehu meicher. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Lo's concept of shinui kainah is actually a machlekes b'shamei b'sil regarding the case of nasan lo b'esnana, chitin v'asan silas, zeisin v'asan shemen, adnav v'asan yain. If a person paid a zayna with wheat, olives, or grapes, which she then made into flour, oil, or wine, b'shamei oisrin u'b'sil matirin, the b'shamei hold the product is still prohibited for the use of karbanis, even though there was a shinui, while the b'sil hold the product becomes permitted for karbanis through the shinui. Apparently, the b'shamei hold shinui in a kaina. A shinui does not change the object status, and the isr esnan still applies. And therefore, regarding ganav tleh v'nasa ayil, misham tashlum abo v'chamisha, while the b'sil hold shinui kaina, a shinui does change the object status, and the isr esnan no longer applies, and therefore, regarding ganav tleh v'nasa ayil, shalehu tevech, shalehu meicher. The Gemara explains that the machlekes is based on the pasuk of esnan, which states, ki soyev as Hashem, gam shneim. The b'shamei hold gam l'rabbi shinuyehem. The inclusive word gam teaches that even if the esnan object was changed, it is still forbidden. And heim v'leibelo d'seim. The exclusive word heim teaches that if the esnan animal gave birth, the offspring is permitted. While the b'sil hold heim v'leibelo shinuyehem, heim v'leibelo d'seim. The exclusive word heim teaches that both a shinuy and v'leibelo are permitted. And the word gam does not include anything. This discussion continues in the next daf.